Hey, you guys, let's record.
We may be young,
but we've got a lot to say.
We have ideas,
opinions,
hopes,
dreams.
We see our world,
everything that's good about it,
and we see what needs to change.
So we're stepping up,
learning to lead,
speaking up, and making our voices heard.
Because we are the leaders of tomorrow,
and we want you to hear us
today.
Welcome to the Finding Our Voice podcast.
Episode 1. What does it mean to find your voice?
Welcome to Finding Our Voice, the One Voice Children's podcast.
We're your hosts for today's episode. My name is Annalise, and I'm 12 years old. I love pandas, acting, dancing, sleeping, eating, breathing, and singing.
My name is Austin. I'm 16, and I like golfing, basketball, and hitting the gym.
Finding Our Voice is a One Voice Children's podcast. One Voice Children is a nonprofit organization with a mission to inspire the world through the power of children's voices. While our most well-known ambassador program is the One Voice Children's Choir, we'll hear from them in a later episode. This podcast was created to talk about how children's voices can make our world better. You see, as a kid, I feel like I have this small but important window of time to take in as much as I can and try to find my voice. I still have so many questions, though, about what that means, what it takes, and how I'm going to do it.
The good news is that this whole podcast will take our crew of 15 youth on a journey to find our voice. Our team meets once a week, and we've picked out a variety of topics that we are passionate about. Come with us as we learn, interview, and participate together in interactive experiences to learn about how each of our voices matter. And maybe as you listen, we can help you find your voice as well.
Let's jump over to Hannah, who's going to introduce our first segment for today. Hi, everyone. I'm Hannah. Every episode, the podcast crew gets together and has what we call a round table, where we discuss the week's topic from our perspective. For this episode, we talked about why we called this podcast Finding Our Voice, and why it's important for us to share our voices, even though we're kids. Let's jump on over to Brody, who's leading this week's discussion.
Okay, everyone. So let's chat for a minute about why we called the podcast Finding Our Voice. Any thoughts?
Our mission is to inspire the world through children's voices. And so I think this podcast is introducing a way to inspire people through children's opinions and stances.
Yeah, I think it's super important to find your own voice and like really figure out who you are, what you believe in, and then just stand by those.
Not telling somebody what their opinion could be, but kind of helping them form it.
Okay, this is great. So now, let's talk for a second about why it's important for kids to even have a voice.
It's good to find your own voice because the younger generations are going to end up leading the world as we become adults. So to find your own voice is going to impact and influence what the world will become.
Like Quinn said, we're next. We're the next leaders. We're the next, like, everything. So when you find your own voice and you find your own opinions and you build on yourself, that's who you're going to become. And you can take everyone else's into consideration and you can just make the world a better place.
Yeah, totally. Everyone wants their voice to be heard. I think we all want to make a difference. But how does learning help us do that? I mean, like, why is learning important in finding our voice?
I think learning a lot about different topics is very important in finding your voice because as you listen to a lot more information, as you, you know, delve deeper into topics, you realize some things feel right to you, some things feel wrong.
When I hear an opinion that's different than mine, I often try to argue with them, but then I have to take a step back and be like, well, what's their stance? Because they often see things differently than we do, so.
No one person's the exact same. Nobody's going to have the exact same opinion as you.
What you feel is not always going to be what someone else is feeling. And it's unique. And that's what's beautiful about being a person is like you have your own different things and you're not the same person.
Yeah, good. I like that. So I know we've already talked about this a lot, but I want to bring it up one more time. Are we ever going to be done finding our voice?
I think that there isn't really a landing place for when you find your own voice where, you know, it's never going to change. You're not going to, you know, be influenced by any more new ideas. I think it's constantly changing.
I think the real question is, you never come to a landing point when you find your voice or your opinion, because we never stop learning. There will never be a point where someone can know everything and learn everything there is to know. And as long as we're learning, our opinions are always going to be changing.
There's no way you can, know everything. Even, adults are still learning stuff and their opinions are changing.
Yeah. Your mind is constantly taking in new information. It's not like your brain's just going to stop and say, all right, everybody, that's a wrap. We'll pick it up tomorrow. It's changing constantly. Like, one minute you may think some food is really bad and it's disgusting, but the next minute you're like, this is pretty good.
And as long as we're learning, our opinions are always going to be changing.
Okay, everyone, we're almost done. Last question. What do we hope our listeners are going to get from this podcast?
Just a feeling of acceptance and knowing that it's okay to have your own opinion. Like, you don't agree with someone, that's okay. Like, that's fine. That's normal. Like, you shouldn't agree with everything someone's saying, because then you're not really using your voice as a person.
I agree with that, Quinn. I think it's important for them to know that everybody has their own opinions, but together we can be unified and kind of keep peace and inspire each other.
We need to learn from each other, but you don't need to get mad at each other.
I think also one of the things I wanted people to take away is to go learn something about someone else. You learn a lot by just listening to someone. As a world, we're very diverse in people, culture, and just simply asking someone a question about something or why they think that way can not only expand you, but just make them more open and create a friendship or something out of it, and everyone just can benefit from it.
It's time for Random Facts, the part of our episode where we share random stuff about this week's topic.
All right, everyone. Here are some random ideas about the human voice that you might find interesting. Number one, some scientists say that your voice functions a lot like a reed instrument, like a clarinet, oboe, or saxophone. Number two, before the Renaissance, no one knew exactly how the voice worked. It was thought that it was sent forth from the heart. Number three, when you speak, your vocal cords vibrate from 110 to 1,000 times per second. Number four, the widest vocal range of any human is 10 octaves. Number five, some of the muscles that you use for swallowing, we also use while we're talking. Number six, whispering actually makes your vocal cords work harder than speaking out loud does. Number seven, in order to help large groups of people hear a person's voice, crude megaphones were first invented during the 17th century. Number eight, Thomas Watson was the first person to ever hear a human voice through a telephone. He received a call from his boss, the phone's inventor, Alexander Graham Bell. Number nine, the human voice was first recorded on April 9th, 1860, in a 20-second recording of a French folk song. And number 10, the voice actors who, for decades, played the world's most famous cartoon characters, Mickey and Minnie Mouse, ended up getting married after working together for 5 years. That's all for today's Random Facts. See you next time.
In today's episode, I'm searching out what it really means to find your voice. I sat down and had a discussion with our podcast director, Rachel Tomsick, and two of the executive directors at One Voice Children to learn more about what that means. So, Michelle and Tanner, what is your role in the One Voice Children?
My name is Tanner DeWall, and I'm the CEO of One Voice Children, and I also serve as an artistic director of One Voice Children. So I obviously work with Michelle and Masa really on the day-to-day of everything inside of the organization, which includes One Voice Children's Choir, everything from the music and the music videos. We all work together as a team with the choir and with the kids to create all these wonderful things.
My name's Michelle Booth, and I am COO of One Voice Children. and also an artistic director of One Voice Children's Choir. It's such an awesome job. We love working with the kids, kids like you, Annalise. And we work with MASA, which you'll get to meet in episode 2. And then we also work with Rachel, who's here with us, and she can introduce herself. But we love this organization. We really believe in the power of children's voices and the way that it can inspire the world.
I see how hard you guys work. What made you want to add a podcast in?
Well, I think the inspiration really with everything that we do comes from the kids. We go back to our mission statement, and our mission is to inspire the world through the power of children's voices. It's not just about music, right? And so we thought this would be another powerful medium to use. A lot of people use podcasts today. And at the end of the day, not every child in the world sings, right? We love singing. we love people who sing, but we want to support and reach out to people of all across the world. And this is another way to do that.
We also talk a lot about how we believe children deserve a seat at the table with adults. A lot of times we talk about the children's table, but we believe that children have a space at the table with adults in the music industry, but then also here on this platform of the podcast.
Yeah.
There are things that children want to say that are happening in the world, and you have ideas on how to fix it. And we love your ideas, and we think the world could benefit from hearing your ideas on the subject matter.
Annalise, if it's okay, I'm going to jump in here. This is Rachel, and I'm the podcast director. And I was so excited when Michelle and Tanner approached me to take on this podcast crew, because I'm a huge fan of the choir, obviously. But I think that this is such a unique way to give children a seat at the table, like Michelle said. And truthfully, from our first week when we met, I was blown away by the insight that you guys shared as we began to talk about what topics we wanted to explore as a crew and as a team, and the reasons why you wanted to explore those topics. It really blew me away. And so I just got so excited to hear more from you. And I think the world is really going to pay attention, as we should, to what kids and teens today have to say.
We're going on a journey. And the way that we can do that in a podcast format is different, but also really exciting. We can dive into topics that are unique or different, and also address things in a way that we probably can't and don't do in school, you know, typical school settings, because we are absolutely free to think and explore together. And here we get to investigate and go on a journey together with people who are from different age groups, which is pretty fun and very insightful.
And inspiring in the way that we should model our whole lives, because really humanity is shared by all age groups. So it's fascinating to watch this small podcast crew come together and mimic what we should be learning to do as a society as a whole, learning to put up with each other, even though we're different in ages, different in interests, different in opinions, and yet come together and find a way to talk and be and share.
So as we were coming up with the name of our podcast, it was really hard because we all had like really, really good ideas, and we wanted to take them all and put it into one name, and we came up with the name Finding Our Voice. Why do you think we picked the name Finding Our Voice?
I love the word finding. The ing puts it in an active state. You are still finding, and we never stop that. This podcast, even though, how old are you, Annalise?
I am 12.
So even though you're 12, this podcast is not just for a 12-year-old because we all of us, we are all constantly evolving. And I feel like every time I'm with you guys, I'm continually reminded that I'm not done either. And we can keep evolving together.
Yeah, I mean, Michelle said it perfectly. That's exactly what I what I would say too, you know, as we really decided to build out this podcast, we were talking about what we would want our audience to look like and who we want to have listen to this. And all of us really agreed that this isn't just for kids and teens. We want it to be for everyone. And me as an old lady.
She's not old, by the way, for those of you listening.
I need to be reminded that I'm not a finished product, that really this whole journey of life is a journey of discovering and being willing to adjust our mindset. So back to when we were deciding what the name of the podcast would be, it really took some compromise. Right? Everyone had some pretty strong opinions and we liked what we had decided. But even the journey of naming this podcast was an evolution. And it's such a perfect type for what this life should be at any age, like Michelle said.
Tanner, why do you think it's important to find our voice?
That's a great question. I think there's a lot of things working against us nowadays, and especially as youth and children, I think a lot of us are becoming a bit lazy. I think society as a whole, you know, it's very common to spend a lot of time in front of a screen where you're being entertained or you're just consuming things that other people create. And finding our voice, that idea shows that we care about our voice, that we understand that our voice matters. If we understand that it matters, we start to understand the difference it can make for people around the world and the people that we meet and whoever we interact with. Our voice has so much power.
You know, the format of this podcast is a class. We meet every week for 90 minutes. We wish it was longer. Yeah. And we discuss what we wanted it to look like. And now we discuss our ideas and our topics. And sometimes we have hands-on experiences that take us out of the classroom. Sometimes we bring people in that teach us on topics that they're experts in. So back to what Tanner said, finding our voice and this journey of learning and exploration shouldn't just be one medium. We shouldn't just turn on YouTube and think we're going to get all the information we need, right? We need to really put on our detective hats and discover all the different ways that we find our opinions and find who we are. And that really is a journey that takes multiple different mediums, not just online, not just virtual, not just music. All of those are just ingredients in the recipe.
And I think it really is a life skill that we're hoping to instill in children and youth, but also everyone out there, that you can work to find your voice. I think you'll find that as you meet people in your lifetime, people you respect, people you love, they've found their voice. And you can also find your voice through understanding how they have found theirs.
So as I understand you, the value in finding our voice is like really important because it makes us better people. What do you want to say to the kids out there who want to be a part of this?
I would say start coming along for the ride and put these topics to the test in your own area. Who could you go interview? Even if it doesn't turn into a podcast, what could it do for your mind and for your life experience? Fresh on the brain, we just interviewed a guy who owns a pawn shop. I mean, everyone has a story. Everyone has something that's adding to their point of view. So be a part of this podcast. We invite you to come along. We invite you to listen and then to go apply. See what else you could pick up. Pick your own topic that maybe we didn't cover. You can even share what you found with us. We want you to be a part of this.
And I hope that people from listening start to become more curious. I think curiosity is a thing that, I don't know, has kind of died out in a way. But when you find curiosity in things, they can be random things, you know, how something's built, how something's made, where did something come from? You know, curiosity is a really, really cool thing. And I hope that some of these episodes make you curious about some things and help you have the courage to go and ask, go and talk to someone you don't know, and go and ask a question to someone and maybe go and create something it can all start from here.
Here's the thing, we are just getting started. And every time I hear you guys talk to each other or record, or we have a great interview, I get so excited for the future of One Voice Children, but specifically this podcast. And so, you know, if you're wanting to be a part of this, just like Michelle said, subscribe and listen and be a part of this community. And we're just so happy that you're here, and we are so excited for what is coming.
Versus! The part of our episode where we have two things compete against each other, head to head.
Hi, I'm Anna.
And I'm Ethan.
And today we are looking at independent thinking versus
following the crowd.
We polled our podcast group and asked, how would you categorize yourself? Are you more of an independent thinker, or do you follow the crowd?
And overwhelmingly, the podcast crew said that we are
independent thinkers.
I guess we just like to find our opinions on our own.
Remember when one of our crew members said that the real reason they like to be independent is that they don't really like people?
Hi everyone, my name's Naomi and I'm 16 years old. So in each episode of Finding Your Voice, we'll be highlighting one of the core values of One Voice Children. This episode's value is communication. I believe that communication and learning how to communicate well is the real reason that each of us needs to find our voice. People who are strong communicators have so much power and opportunity. Knowing what you're trying to say and having command of your own vocabulary and body language to be able to express yourself clearly can make all the difference in your relationships, your career, your education, pretty much every part of your life. Now, knowing how to say what you want to say is what usually comes to mind when people think about communication. But there's another really important side as well. Why would people care to listen to you if you don't listen to them? Communication is a really big give and take. Everyone gives and everyone receives. You have to give a little to get a little. Now, most of you who are listening have probably written an essay. And if you haven't, don't worry, you will one day. Have you ever tried to sit down and write a long essay off the top of your head? Well, you probably know that you can't. I mean, I guess you can, but it will probably end up being just 1 to 2 paragraphs, and you'll get an F. Why didn't your essay work out? Because you didn't do the research. Without research, your essay is practically non-existent. You don't have anything to say. Communication is like writing an essay. You have to begin by learning. And in communication, learning is listening. To be a good listener, you have to really pay attention. People want to feel valued and heard. I know personally that I feel like I matter when people listen to me. And I assume that most of you like to feel that way too. So when you're listening, give the speaker your undivided attention. Don't spend your time coming up with an answer to their first sentence. Everyone has a lot to say, and the best responses come from great listening over time. Like I said before, if you don't listen, you don't learn. If you don't learn, you can't discover your own perspectives. And without your own ideas and perspectives on the world, it's going to be very hard to find your voice. Here are a few other ideas to help you think about becoming a better communicator. First, treat everyone with respect. The way you act can set the tone, not just for you, but for an entire group of people. Second, when you're in a group, give everyone a chance to speak and take into consideration everything that's being said. Third, make sure that your body language is communicating that you're actually engaged in the conversation. Stand up straight or sit on the edge of your chair. Look at the person who's speaking, and most importantly, smile. Support whoever's talking by letting your face show that you appreciate what they have to say. Finally, learn to speak thoughtfully and carefully. Choose your words to be sure they communicate what you're trying to say. It's not enough to be understood. You also have to speak as to not be misunderstood. Learning to choose your words wisely can have a powerful impact on your ability to communicate. The essential skills great communicators have, like listening, engaging the whole mind and body in a conversation, and speaking clearly, can be amazing tools to help us find our voice. For all of us, Good communication can become our gateway to learning. And as we learn, we will find our voice. As 19th century British politician John Joseph Powell put it, honest, open communication is the only street that leads us into the real world. We then begin to grow as never before. And once we're on this road, happiness cannot be far away. Communication is key to finding and using our voices for good in this world. Thanks, everyone.
So that's it for this episode, everyone. Thanks for being with us. I really learned a lot.
Yeah, I did too, and we hope you all did as well.
One thing that really stood out to me is that in order to find my voice, I have to make sure that I'm not drowning out other people's voices as well.
Yeah, totally. By really paying attention to where others are coming from, we definitely gain so much more perspective.
I've also learned that finding your voice is really like a journey that never stops.
Yeah, like even as adults, we'll never be done, because to be human is to be ever evolving. And I think that's pretty exciting.
And honestly, because we're kids, we're ready to learn and develop and grow now, maybe more than ever. Because right now, learning is our full-time job. We're perfectly positioned to begin the process of finding our voices.
And this podcast is just one experience that is helping us and that we hope will help you on your own journey to find your voice.
Thanks for being with us, everyone. We'll see you next time.
Finding Our Voice is a production of One Voice Children. Learn more at onevoicechildren.org.